When God's Spirit is poured out, there obviously, evidently, are a lot of physical manifestations of that. Prophesying, words of knowledge, and speaking with other tongues and interpretations of that, and miraculous healings. With the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, in relation to that, God poured out gifts to men. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul kind of starts it out, says, concerning these manifestations, these physical things that you're experiencing and that's going on. Then he picks it up again in chapter 14 and talks some more procedurally about all of that. Now, I don't know about you, but physical miracles are pretty astounding to me. The idea of them are sometimes very attractive. If nothing more than it gives a kind of a reference for hope and faith. Sometimes I even long and crave after those quite a bit. But in between chapter 12 and chapter 14, Paul says, but let me show you the most excellent way. Now, he didn't say, let me show you the way in which you need to participate in these physical manifestations of the Spirit. He didn't say, let me show you the juice you need to put behind this. He said, let me show you the most excellent way. Years ago, I wrote in the margin of my Bible, you know, if we as a people never experience any of the supernatural, but yet everything is dominated by the agape love expressed in chapter 13, then we will have not missed the boat. Now, I know from experience and revelation that we have experienced the other. We will experience the other. The last thing I would try to do is contain God in some kind of box in relation to that. But I do know this. I do know that it's all about chapter 13. It's all about love. He says at the start of chapter 14, pursue love and the gifts. Many times when I feel more impotent when it comes to agape loving you than I do raising you from the dead. For me, the greatest, most incredible, spiritual, supernatural miracle in my life is the love expressed in 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak with the tongue of angels, if I know all mysteries, if I have all prophecy, if I give my body to be burned, if we turn this place into the ultimate community center for every down and out, lost, homeless person, but it's not love, it is nothing. Almost incomprehensible for me. But I'm beginning to comprehend it more and more as I strive more and more to know that love that it's talking about.